This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So did you guys hear about this? There's a boy who's been laying eggs. Have you guys heard about this? There's a 14-year-old boy who claims that he has laid at least 20 eggs. I'm looking at the eggs right now. His name is Akmal. He's 14 years old. And he's from Indonesia. And I guess this has been going on for 2 years. Now, I don't know much about animals and eggs. I really don't get how the whole rooster, hen, and chicken thing works. I don't know why I've never understood that. Especially since my grandma had chickens, but it was before I ever spent a significant amount of time with her. And so my guess is, you have a chicken, okay, and then you have a rooster. And the chicken, I guess, is female. A rooster is male, and then a hen is also female. So what's the difference between a chicken and a hen? So this is what I think it is. I could be wrong. My guess is a rooster who has sex with a chicken turns her into a hen. That's what I think. I'll need to Google it because I really don't know. But let's go to this boy that's been laying eggs. And he's not laying eggs out of a vagina. He doesn't have one. He's been laying eggs rectally, which makes absolutely no sense. Okay? Because that would not be a reproductive tract. You know? When you're laying an egg, it's because it follows a reproductive tract. And so if he laid them out of a urethra, then that could be, you know, maybe something that I could possibly buy. All right, so anyway. All right, so let's get to this. He's 14 years old. Apparently, he's been laying the breakfast favorites. Yeah, that's what they're calling them, breakfast favorites. I'm not a big favorite of eggs, and I'll tell you why in a sec. But anyway. And he said that he has been hospitalized repeatedly due to his alleged ailment. He even laid two of the eggs in front of doctors. Now, they say medics have kind of scratched their heads about this. This is being reported by Daily Star and Inquisitor and a bunch of other, and I believe it. I don't think this is fake. This is, you know, this is like real news. I'm seeing this kid lay an egg. And they think maybe what he's doing is he's putting it in his butt. He's putting the eggs in his rectum and then later pooping them out. What they've done is they've examined the eggs. And when they examine the eggs are either all yolk or all white. Now, that to me is concerning, okay? And the reason why that's concerning is if he was throwing fake eggs into his bottom, then your eggs would have yolk and the white. Why are these eggs either all yolk or all white? How does he know? So, they have not been able to prove that he's, you know, rectally inserting them and then pooping them out later. And again, these are not normal eggs. They've even x-rayed him. He's from Gowa, Indonesia. And he's been x-rayed, and doctors found an egg, just one egg, sitting there. And so the dad said, look, in 2 years he's laid 18 eggs, and then two today. So in total we have 20. I cracked the first egg, and its content was all yellow and no white. And then a month later I cracked another one, its content was all white and no yellow. These are not brown eggs. They're white eggs. So doctors are now quarantining the boy for a week to study him at Sikh Yusuf Hospital in Gowa. They want to see if the eggs naturally form inside Akmal. They actually look like eggs. We're not talking about calcified stones. They also want to keep an eye on him to make sure that he's not getting his hands on any eggs and inserting them himself. And then his dad said he never swallowed eggs whole. Why would he do that? He says, I'm an imam in my village, so there's no voodoo. I only believe in the Lord. So Muhammad Taslim, a spokesman for the hospital, says our suspicion is that the eggs were deliberately shoved into his rectum, but we did not see it directly. And they said scientifically, a chicken egg cannot form inside a human body. It's impossible, especially in the digestive system. I agree. But then why are these eggs not looking like normal eggs? So right now, they are looking at this. There was a report of a woman who claimed to have given birth to a frog in Zimbabwe. I call all these, okay, this all sounds strange to me. But strange things have happened. Okay, so what do the different colors of the eggs mean? Okay, well, I remember when my mom would get an egg or a carton of eggs. She'd always have me look at them to make sure nothing was cracked. And I still do that today. I will still, every time I buy eggs, touch each one. And it drives everybody pretty crazy. Okay? Yeah, chicken or boys. Yeah, you can have boy chickens and girl chickens. And then an adult female chicken is a hen. And I think hens are girl chickens that had sex with the rooster. I'm just not sure. And boy, does that rooster peacock around. Okay. So anyway, according to today, all USDA inspected eggs require packing dates and plant numbers. But 15 states have their own egg safety regulations. Expiration dates. Now, this blows my mind. I have eggs 2 months old. They say typically eggs will stay fresh 10 to 15 days after the expiration date. So for those of us that have three-month-old eggs, we probably need to, you know, dump them. They say the use by or best before date are dates typically 45 days from packing, which means that egg is probably almost 2 months old. They say one of the best ways to tell if your egg is fresh is see if it floats. Fresh eggs will sink, older eggs will float. As an egg ages, air is absorbed through the shell, and it loses water and carbon dioxide through the pores, so it makes it lighter. Blood spots in egg yolks are safe, but my mom said no, it's fertilized, so don't eat it. Pinkish egg whites, that means that egg is spoiled. So if there's pink, throw it out. A cloudy egg white means it's very fresh. And clear egg whites mean they're older, but they're still safe. So that's a scoop on eggs. And they should not come from a boy's rectum. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Dale wants to know if brown eggs are more nutritious than white eggs. Now, I've always been taught it makes no difference, okay? And many people are really, really concerned about the nutritional value of eggs. I believe an actual egg, like a large egg, has about 185 milligrams of cholesterol. That's a significant amount, but we need cholesterol. And it's not an overly amount, not like what we look at with cheese and what we look at with a bunch of other, you know, sort of fried foods. So eggs have actually gone back and forth, you know, and been debated about, you know, how healthy they are. And from a cholesterol standpoint, we don't really panic as much about an egg. Now, it all depends on how you cook the egg, okay? So, for example, if you cook the egg in butter and in grease and lard and then mixed it with some corned beef hash and bacon fat and all that, that's going to be a problem, okay? I was also asked how much dietary cholesterol people should have. We don't have a recommendation. We used to have a recommendation of about 300 milligrams, but that's changed. If you have heart disease, it's got to be lower, like 200 milligrams. So technically, one large egg could give you your daily, your daily amount of cholesterol. The thing is doctors now recommend, wait a second, rather than looking at the numbers of cholesterol components, look at your carbs, look at your fats, your trans fats, sugar, etc. And so we don't really have a recommended daily allowance of what you're allowed to have with cholesterol. And we're just telling everybody to limit it. Limit it. Okay? Now, eggs will have an average of about 70 calories per large egg, 4 to 5 grams of fat, 6 grams of protein, and there's also vitamins and omega-3s. So it can actually be a pretty darn healthy meal, especially for breakfast. And so another reason why doctors are slowly kind of changing the way we look at eggs is because I would rather you eat an egg than have a bowl of Lucky Charms. See, I love Lucky Charms. But Lucky Charms is a bunch of carbs and a bunch of sugar. You're not going to get that with the egg. Now, eggs also have zeaxanthin and lutein. That apparently helps with eye health. They've been found to reduce free radical damage, prevent hardening of the arteries in the eyes. They say absorption of this lutein is greater than in other foods because egg is fat soluble. So you end up getting the benefit of these lutein properties, okay? Eggs also have choline. Choline is supposed to help fetal brain development, okay? And it helps with memory. So omega-3 fatty acids, also a plus. So, you know, it's good. In terms of brown eggs versus white eggs, they say they should be identical in terms of nutrition. We don't see a difference in the nutrition. I think brown eggs are a lot more expensive. I just learned on this this site here from today.com that white eggs come from hens with white feathers and brown eggs come from hens with red feathers. Did you guys know about that? Again, I didn't, all right? They say the egg size reflects the age of the hen. The older the hen, the larger the egg. The breed, the weight, conditions that the race also contribute to size. They say conditions that involve heat, stress, overcrowding, poor nutrition can affect. They say you have extra large, large, and medium eggs. There's also jumbo, small, and little peewee eggs. Egg grades also have racial qualities when you look at white to yolk. You have the AA, A, and B. So a grade AA egg, do you guys know the difference between an AA egg and, like a B egg? AA eggs have thicker whites and firm, round yolks more than B-grade eggs, which is why everybody's like, I want double A eggs. Just like double A batteries are everybody's favorite, same thing. So hens with white feathers and earlobes produce white-shelled eggs. Hens with red feathers and red earlobes will produce the brown eggs. The yellow of an egg yolk depends also on their diet, according to this source. So, let's say Mama Hen ate a lot of yellow corn or alfalfa meal. She is going to lay medium yellow yolks. If she eats a lot of wheat or barley, then she'll have a lighter colored yolk. Sometimes they give marigold petals. That'll enhance the color. They say the whites of eggs should be opalescent rather than white to indicate freshness. And we are not supposed to give additives to these chickens such that their eggs are going to be as, pure as can be. But you do have some people that try to manipulate the food such that their eggs look more vibrant. Because you will buy an egg that comes out really bright and, looking like it should. All right, so the USDA inspected plants that package eggs indicate when the eggs are packed, and they also have to indicate suggested expiration dates, which we talked about. You have to refrigerate the egg. They should keep up to a month beyond their packing date under ideal conditions, but you got to store them in the carton. Don't open them up and put them on the door. Make sure the lid is fastened. Eggshells have thousands of tiny pores, so you don't want to store them in the open because eggs will absorb odors from other foods. They say do not store them in the egg unit of the door. This is from a food editor from the Today Show. I didn't know. I always, because I'm like, okay, here's the thing. I have wasted space in my refrigerator. So I have this place where I'm supposed to put the eggs. All right, so I take out the eggs, and then I put the eggs there, and you know, I'm like, oh, look at that. See, I use the door of the refrigerator, and I feel all happy with it, and, you know, okay. So I guess that's a scoop of eggs. All right, farms, by the way, do meet specific criteria, including cage-free, no antibiotics in feed, vegetarian feed. They're supposed to allow hens to preen and scratch. Yeah, that's really important. Do you guys have pets? They really need to have scratch time. And I make the mistake of interrupting my cat's or dog's scratch. Okay? And I tell you why. It's a problem, and I need to you know, stop it. So I see the cats, right? And when they try to scratch themselves, they look so cute. Or when the dog scratches himself, they look so cute. They're like, I want to help. So you go over there and want to help them. Don't do that. Let the dog or cat finish their scratch. Sometimes they're picking something. Sometimes they're, I don't know, cleaning things out. And so we make the mistake of interrupting their scratch. Now, humans are like, well, scratch my back. I can't reach my itch. Can you scratch it for me? Humans do that. Animals don't. They don't need you to help scratch their itch. Cats and dogs know how to roll on the ground to get their itch. I mean, they do like the feel of it. And, you know, when they're all done trying, you could try if you want. But then another mistake we make is they've just scratched themselves. And now you come in with your nails and scratch them harder. Animals don't want that. They're already sore from their scratch. So they just did a scratch and now you're going to scratch on top of it. And they can't tell you no. Because they're like, well, you know, she's my mommy, and I want to make her feel good that she's really rubbed on me and scratched her neck, but I really don't want to scratch in her. So just let the animals finish their scratch. It's something I just have to say. By the way, they say 90% of all hens are raised in battery cages that are between 48 and 68 square inches. Okay, according to the USDA and FDA, cage-free or free-roaming means that the hens are not in the cages. However, they still have to be confined, otherwise they're going to start crossing the street. You know, why the chicken cross the road, right? Anyway, okay, so I think that helps. By the way, no hormones should be in your eggs. All right, good. I taught you guys something. I am so happy about that. You know, sometimes I do teach you guys. Vegan yogurt has been recalled for containing milk. A vegan company's, quote, dairy-free coconut milk yogurt, which was touted as, quote, so wickedly good, you barely believe its ingredients are not in the slightest bit naughty, had to be recalled because it didn't milk. Co-Yo, according to Fox News, was founded by actually a British police officer while she was on maternity leave. She announced Tuesday that traces of dairy were found in all five flavors of the coconut milk yogurt. So, of course, they're all upset. Now people are ticked because if they were vegan, they didn't want to get milk product into them. And Co-Yo wrote that the naughty ingredient was provided by a third-party supplier, who has since cut ties to ensure this never happens. The company has been launched in the UK, but sells products in the US, Australia, and New Zealand. So you can get a full refund if it has a use-by date by March 16th. Now, this is one reason why people always ask, why aren't I selling vitamins? Why haven't I produced an ideal vitamin that I could sell to you? And the reason why I never got into that aspect of the healthcare industry is because I didn't trust what a third party would do. How do I know what's going into the vitamin? So here I am saying take it, and there could be some other crap in there that shouldn't be. And that's why I haven't done it yet. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so remember, we had 2 flu vaccines, types of flu vaccines, okay? We have the one that we've been having for a while now, the flu shot, but then we also had the flu mist. The flu mist was the nasal spray, and this came out a while back, which excited a lot of parents because their child didn't have to get a shot. So we were able to give children vaccines without them complaining and griping that they have to have a shot. Adults liked it too.
I don't like a shot. Don't give me a shot, please. Can I get the spray?
So they got the spray. And if you remember, for the past two flu seasons, an advisory committee on immunization practices said, nah, don't use the flu mist. It doesn't work that well. So we haven't been using it for 2 flu seasons. I believe AstraZeneca makes flu mist. They weren't that happy about that. But today we are learning, I think as of yesterday we are learning, that they are going to bring flu mist back as an option. Because it's not like the shot did a good job this year either. So according to CNN, a CDC advisory committee voted yesterday to recommend that the flu mist nasal spray version comes back to be used for the new 2018-2019 flu season. The panel voted 12-2 this week to include it as an option for doctors to use during next year's flu season. The CDC is expected to go along with the recommendation of the committee. According to CDC spokesperson Ian Branham, he says the nasal spray flu vaccine is licensed for use in otherwise healthy non-pregnant people aged 2 to 49. Now remember, what's the difference between this? Okay, you cannot give this to infants. You have to be at least 2 years old. Then you cannot give it to pregnant women. Now why not? Because, and you can't give it to older individuals, because it's not a killed vaccine, it's a live attenuated. So as opposed to the flu shot, where it's a flu virus that's been killed, and we're kind of using its outer skeleton, its outer shell, to induce an immune system, flu mist is a live attenuated vaccine, like many vaccines, like varicella, like measles, mumps, rubella. Live attenuated means we have a flu virus that we have weakened to such a degree that's not going to hurt you, but it has some punch to allow an immune system to mount a response. So it'll still stimulate the immune system. I have never seen anybody get the flu from the flu mist, but you have people that claim they get the flu from the flu shot, which they shouldn't, and we've talked about what that probably is. So MedImmune, which is a subsidiary of London-based AstraZeneca, produces flu mist. Now, flu mist came out back in 2003, and it worked well. But a 2015-2016 influenza vaccine effectiveness study found flu mist to only be about 46% effective, with zero effectiveness against one particular strain of the flu. They compared that to the flu shot's overall 65% effectiveness. Now, some of you say, well, wait a second, the flu shot did 46%, and this year's flu shot, or the flu mist, had 46% had 46% efficacy, and this year's flu shot was only in the 30s. What the heck are we doing? Well, that's exactly why they're bringing it back. So, last flu season, the 16-17 season, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices decided to not recommend the spray because of the poor performance. So, now, what the committee did was they heard data from the vaccine manufacturer, because the vaccine manufacturer is like, oh, hell no. We spent all this money developing this. All of a sudden, some committee says it doesn't work that well, don't use it. And now we are losing profit. We've lost tons of money. We are going to prove to you that it is efficacious. So it took them a couple years, and they have data. And apparently the committee said they heard data from the vaccine manufacturer about a possible root cause of poor effectiveness against the influenza A H1N1 virus in the past, and they had a solution to address this. And the solution includes a different type of influenza A H1N1. Now, some of you are thinking, wait a second, isn't H1N1 the swine flu? Yep. Does that mean flu mist was ineffective against fighting the swine flu? That could be inferred by this. I can't say that for sure. I don't ever remember a media article saying that. But H1N1 was responsible for the swine flu. So, AstraZeneca presented their positive results in a U.S. study looking at children between 2 and 4 years old that evaluated their responses to the H1N1 strain in the quadrivalent formula of the spray. So that protects against 4 different flu viruses. This pediatric study result showed that the H1N1 strain of the 2017-2018 vaccine performed way better than the one from 2 years prior. And the children's response was comparable to what was seen before the 2009 H1N1 flu pandemic season. And again, flu mist is very popular among kids. So, the flu mist being brought back will not affect the flu shot. Flu shot should still be available. And again, this year it was found the flu shot to only be about 36% effective, and that was mid-season. Still offers protection. You know, we still have you buckle your seatbelt, but it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you're going to survive a car accident, but it should provide some protection. And that's why I recommend getting the flu shot. I also recommend that maybe the media hold off doing these guesstimates of how effective the flu shot is, because some people did not get the flu shot, saying, nah, it's not going to help. Then we saw kids die and people die as a result. So, FDA, we're waiting now to approve it. Flu mist will now be available for the next flu season. I'm sure AstraZeneca is happy about that. And I mean, is this big pharma, you know, putting some weight on the government? And I don't think that. I mean, here's the thing. We need as many heads, okay, in the lab. We need as many voices when it comes to how we're going to deal with our epidemics. And we left this last flu season to the government and to the manufacturers of the flu vaccine. And we left out AstraZeneca. And I'm not saying AstraZeneca is going to be the end all of all the, you know, opinions needed. But what if their flu mist would have helped against H3N2? You notice in this report, no one's talking about that. If the flu mist, their quadrivalent live vaccine spray, would have offered protection against H3N2, we could have had a much different flu season this year. The reason why it wasn't used and recommended the last 2 years, and sales dropped considerably and nobody carried it anymore, is because of concerns with the H1N1. Valid concerns. I get that. But the government gets involved, recommends to not use something, the company makes huge losses, and here we are trusting the government when there was possibly another vaccine that we could have used. I'm ticked. I'm really ticked. Now, nobody at this point trusts nobody. I mean, if I was one of you guys listening to this, I'd be like, okay, really? Do we trust the data? Is this pharmaceutical company trying to save their butts? If they have data showing that it helps fight the H3N2, and we haven't had a season like this in years while the flu mist has been around, I would venture to say they're not lying. I'm a fan of AstraZeneca. I think they have great products. I love Crestor. Their cholesterol medication, their statin. So we need to incorporate private enterprise, private corporations when it comes to this. And you see how AstraZeneca had to put their own money into the study. We get a lot of data from these private companies, especially pharmaceutical companies. So having a government committee say, no, don't use that. And mind you, we want the government on top of things, but were they wrong? I say yes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, one of the classes I teach is, you know, communications and how to, how to deal with patients and talk to patients and examine patients, et cetera. And so I had talked to students yesterday about the male genital exam, and it did go well. Okay, not a lot of gigglies. All right, which is very, very good. Because, and remember, giggly is more of a nervousness. And, of course, the students just blow my mind in their professionalism. They were just awesome. In fact, I was giggling because I told them the story about, you know, my kids and, you know, when I talked to them about the birds and the bees and, you know, how my kids, you know, I have two boys, so their impression of sex is way different from what a girl's impression, right, would be of sex. Now, I told you guys about the story, right? My boys were 4 and 7, and they had a buddy sleepover. And they were both friends with this kid who was 7, but this kid had an older brother. And the older brother must have already talked to him about sex, such that when this kid slept over, what did the boys talk about all night? Sex. I'm talking about my 4-year-old and 7-year-old. And so I ended up having the birds and the bees talk with my kids a lot sooner than I expected, because when the boy was picked up after the sleepover, our boys were giggling, and, you know, I could hear the word sex, and I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Oh, nothing. I go, you guys talking about sex? Oh, sorry, Mom. No, we're not talking about sex. I go, yeah, you are. Tell me, what is it? Huh? Yeah, teach me. What is it? And I told you, the older boy, and again, he's only 7. He's like, well, I guess it's when you, and the younger one, the 4-year-old, kind of jumps in. And goes, oh, it's when, you know, a boy sticks his blank blank into a girl's blank blank. And he used the anatomical terms. Just don't want to say him on air. And I was partly shocked because I didn't expect my 4-year-old to have that much knowledge on the topic. I was also shocked at how so stereotypical, right, a boy's conceptualization of sex is. You know, if I had daughters, it'd be like, well, it's when two people fall in love, and there's butterflies, and rainbows, and the sky is blue, and they hug each other, and they, you know, the boy's like, it's when you stick it. It's a direct act. That's all it is. I mean, no hands involved, no kissing involved. That's what it is. And here's the thing. I mean, in boys' defense, okay, I think the average boy realizes there has to be some hand-holding, you know, that you got to buy the girl dinner, you know, or your partner dinner, that you have to, I mean, I think the average boy does think about, you know, I'm sure there is some sort of foreplay. That might not be as concentrated or as much of a priority for a guy as it is for a girl, let's say, okay, if we're going to look at a heterosexual couple. I don't want to get too much into stereotypes, but we're allowed to talk about this, okay? You know, we're not supposed to be, you know, always PC all the time. We could talk about this and what the instinctive reasoning is, and, you know, why does this fall under Darwinian survival of the fittest, and, you know, why are we animals as successful as we are procreating? And this idea, and I say primitively because that's how a 4-year-old boy looked at it. And it's funny because the older boy is more of a, he would just seem to be more innocent. Whereas the younger boy, he always blew my mind. He always seemed to have been like reincarnated. You know, he was a baby and I would just be sitting there on the, maybe he was like a few months old, you know, maybe 6 months old. He hasn't been able to laugh. And I'd be watching a movie and there would be a grown-up joke and he would laugh to it. And I'm like, how did you understand that? You know, I mean, just blow my mind. We had this little baby piano, little baby grand piano that wasn't a real grand piano. It was something that cost like $100 that looked like a piano and acted like a piano, a grand piano. And the older boy, when we got it, you know, he just went up to it and banged on it like any other, you know, toddler would. Yet the younger one walked up to it when he could barely walk and he used a couple fingers and was very gently playing the keys. And I'm like, okay, this kid must have been, you know, from, I don't know, some era where, you know, classical music and concert piano was the thing. And then, very interesting, okay, he was, the little one was in school one day, and I told you guys about this before. And I went to the parent-teacher conference, and the teacher said, I'm sorry, I heard about your other child. I go, what happened? Well, I heard you lost a daughter. And I go, I never had a daughter. She said, well, your son said that there was a, oh, no, 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 that was in his previous life. Apparently, my son would tell me that his mom used to have hair that was high and a long dress, and he had a sister who died. So he's describing somebody of Victorian times. This just blows up. This is when he was like really, really younger. And I'm like, oh my gosh, where did you come from? Freaks me out. Just freaks me out. But anyway, all right, but yeah. No, he has to talk about his previous mommy. I'm like, you know, was she nice? Was she pretty? He goes, I don't know. She was tall and she had long, I don't remember. But she had high hair. So the hair was probably put up. But I don't know. Very crazy. He was like really young when he told me that. And I was like, I just don't get that. I don't get it. So, hey, I don't know. I believe in that kind of stuff. I believe his soul was somewhere else. Just makes so much sense. So anyway, when you look at how, you know, boys and girls might look at sex or adolescents or even adults, it really does follow a lot of stereotypes most of the time. You know, for the male during caveman days, he had things to do. And he, you're not going to waste a lot of time. It's the male's advantage. It's advantageous for them to copulate as soon as possible before she changes her mind and to make sure the act gets done and is successful and then move on and then go get food, etc. For the female human animal, all right, it's all about nesting. It's all about, is this mate going to be there for the long haul for my young? So she's going to be very particular about the mate. She's also going to want to test drive him and see, look, is he going to cuddle? Is he going to spoon? Is he going to stay in my cave? Or is he going to leave? And so the males are like, well, wait a second. She may be doing too much thinking and may say no. If I leave it up to the woman, I'm never going to propagate and make progeny. Yet the female's like, I don't care about making the progeny. I want to make sure this progeny grows and lives and nurtures, etc. So you have a little bit of discongruity. And so a male partner has to learn in the female caveman days of heterosexual sex and propagation how to entice a lady and make her think you're the perfect mate. And the female needs to hide her crazy. And we women are good with that. Man, I hid my crazy from my husband for years. And then finally I'm like, you know what? I like to sing songs about the pets. And, you know, I like to bite my nails. And I like to eat the chocolate off from under my... I hid the crazy. Because I needed to make sure that he thought I was a good enough mate and I could nurture that baby. But was I in nesting mode? Did I want to make sure he'd stick around? Spoon? Absolutely. So we come from two different styles of thinking. For some of us, it works. For others, it doesn't. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.